So, a homage from Bhadri Narayan Maharaj, meditation on the passing of Madhavisa Prabhu. Quote, when I think of Madhavisa Prabhu, several events come to mind. I first saw Madhavisa Prabhu in the early summer of 1970. I was a young brahmachari sent up from the LA temple to help with the setup for the Rath Yatra. My experience was similar to Ridhananda Maharaj's. We arrived at the little storefront temple near Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And as we walked in the door, the temple building was shaking with such a powerful kirtan that the pictures on the wall were shaking. I looked at the local devotees in amazement, and they said casually, "Oh, that is Madhavisa Prabhu leading kirtan in the basement." Every evening, Madhavisa Prabhu would gather everyone up, and we would go out on Harinam. He would lead a smoking kirtan nonstop, trading off with Vishnu Jan Swami, or Maharaj, who was a brahmachari at the time, though. His mood was so fixed and joyous that the fatigue from the day, any doubts that had seeped into our young minds, fled far away. He lived with a dozen plus brahmacharis in the basement of the San Francisco temple and was a kind older brother to all. A little later that summer, there was a serious controversy that came to a head in New Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was deeply disturbed by its roots and ramifications, and he left the USA to travel to India via Japan. He called Madhavisa Prabhu to travel with him. Before Srila Prabhupada's departure from L.A., Madhavisa Prabhu came down from San Francisco and Srila Prabhupada awarded him sannyas. I remember that after the ceremony, Madhavisa Prabhu held an istigosi that cleared up all the doubts and confusion. This was about the New Vrindavan incident. He then met with devotees individually, asking how we were doing, if we were chanting our rounds, and if we were doing all right spiritually. He was personally deeply fixed in steady devotion and once again acting as a kind older brother to us all. I know that many of us, very neophyte at the time, made it through that storm because of Madhavisa Prabhu's kindness and conviction. To me, he set the standard of what a GBC should be like as far as concern and care for the devotees. I was recently listening to a recording of a lecture by Srila Prabhupada given in Australia. There are some rowdies in the audience. They were calling out and interrupting Srila Prabhupada. You then hear Madhavisa Prabhu speak up. He challenged the troublemakers, quote, "If you want to step outside and settle this on the street, we are ready." But that is for cats and dogs. What you have before you is a saintly person who has come all the way to this distant land just to deliver the message of Krishna for your benefit. Please show your intelligence and culture and respectfully hear from him. End of quote. Madhavisa Prabhu delivered the message with such force that the ruffians went silent and Srila Prabhupada carried on his lecture undisturbed. I have no doubt that Madhavisa Prabhu has gone to be with Srila Prabhupada, wherever that may be, and that he is in that same mood of joyous determination, conviction, and deep dedication to carrying out Srila Prabhupada's mission. All glories to Madhavisa Prabhu, your servant, Bhadri Narayan Swami. Ki Jai!